listening for God's harmony that is all I hear. Listening for God's harmony that is all I hear. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful it is to listen for God's harmony and find that that's all there is. No matter what I hear outwardly, no matter what I know, no matter what goes on, no matter what is in my world, I listen for God's harmony and I find that that is all that there is. There's nothing more. There's nothing less. There's nothing other than that. That's all that God is. I listen to all that God's harmony everywhere, and I find it, I find it very readily. Because as I walk along, I hear the trees and the wind rustling in the branches of the trees, and I hear God's harmony. As I hear my footsteps, on the path or on the concrete or on the asphalt, and it goes pat, 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 pat. And it's a harmony that is joyful and wonderful, beautiful, delightful. It is a harmony that says, all is right with the world. All is right with the world, and all is good with the world. And that's all that matters. For that's all that matters in this world, what is right and what is good. And because all the right is right and good, it matters, that's the only thing that makes any difference. The only thing at all. Now, I look for it, and I find it. I look for it, and I find it. I look for it, and I know where it is. I know how to listen to that divine voice within me. I know how to listen to that divine pattern within me. And as I listen to that divine pattern within me, I know exactly what it's saying. The rain was falling, and it, too, was a glorious harmony. The rain was falling and bringing into my world peaceful pitter-pats. And the other day, it was a great and a marvelous storm. It was a storm that we haven't seen for months, and it was a glorious, great storm, and the water came down in torrents and flooded all of the roads, flooded all of the streets. It flooded everything. And yet, as I walked from house to house, I noticed that the roof was secure. I looked at everywhere. I didn't look for problems, but I walked from house to house and I saw that everything was secure. Everything was beautiful. And, of course, this is what it is when you put the right causes in motion for yourself, you put the right ideas in motion for yourself, and you experience them in every area of your life. Now, it's not a matter that it wasn't there all the time. It's just a matter that because the big storm came along and dropped all that moisture on the ground, and because that it was so loud and so noisy and all the lightning bolts and things, it seemed to be inharmonious, and yet it was very beautiful. It was a beautiful harmony of the symphony of the skies playing in my world, telling me that all is right and all is beautiful, telling me that all is in a delightful accordance with my thinking and my way of looking at things. That is all I hear. I listen for God's harmony, and that's all I hear. I listen for God's peace, and that's all I hear. I listen for love and joy everywhere, and that's all I hear. And it's a wonderful feeling. It's a very wonderful feeling because it's what life is all about. It's what life is all about, telling me all of the beautiful things that are happening, telling me all of the beautiful things that are taking place in my world, in my life, telling me all the beautiful things that make me a happy, joyful person. I find the redeeming values in each experience that I look at. And I look at lots of experiences. I look at the experiences of the animals in the world, and I see each harmoniously doing that which is beautiful and perfect for them to do. I look at all of the growing things and I say each is perfect. Right now we're going through an interesting situation in the world. and we're sort of making our vegetables better. We're going in and redesigning their genes and chromosomes to make them more perfect and more wonderful. And we look at it, we say, we can't do that, we shouldn't do that. That's anti-nature. But there's nothing anti-nature. All is in divine harmony. It was a divine idea that came out of how to do it. It was a divine idea that came out of how to look at these things and how to bring them forth in our world. And because of that divine idea, we will have many very interesting things. We look at the foods that the astronauts eat. And when they go up into outer space, they have to have food to eat. And so that food is made in such a way that it can be eaten in a non-gravity situation. It is made so that they can have the taste and the feeling of the beautiful foods that they had on Earth before they went into space. And it was a wonderful thing. And it was the kind of thing that makes us realize that I find the redeeming values in each experience. The redeeming value in each experience is the redeeming value that says all is good and very good, all is beautiful, all is wonderful, all is harmonious, all is actually so unbelievable, because yesterday we didn't know about these things. Back in the early years of mankind, doctors didn't know how the body was operating. They didn't know how the bones were connected. They saw them when a body died. They saw them when the body had decayed. But they didn't know anything about them. But as time went on, science studied these things and became aware of how they function. And they found they function in such a beautiful, glorious way that they're almost unbelievable. But that beautiful, glorious way is the way it does work. It's the way it is always functioning. It's the way it is always being. And that's fantastic, because that's what life is all about. That's what life is all about. A beautiful, fantastic, wonderful way of functioning. And this is what we are all about. I personally, and definitely in my thought system, find the redeeming values in each experience. And as I find these redeeming values in each experience, I have magical things taking place in my life. I realize all of the wonderful things that there are on this earth to enjoy for my taste buds, for my smell, for my hearing, for my seeing. The world is filled with harmony. It's filled with redeeming values that are there all of the time in each experience. If I want to look at something in life and find it not redeeming, then for me it'll not be redeeming. But it's only because I have claimed to see it not redeeming. And if I always see everything redeeming, worthwhile, filled with value, filled with joy, filled with peace and harmony, then that's what it is for me, and that's all it is for me. And that's all that I want to know. That's all that I want to be. That's all that I want to have. Now, can I have that? Sure. How do I go about having it? Well, I go about having it by naming it and claiming it on each experience that I have. I look at all things and I say, they're wonderful. They're joyous. They're fantastic. They're glorious. They're redeeming. I listen for the harmony of God everywhere. The harmony of the universe everywhere. The harmony of peace everywhere. And as I look for this everywhere, I find it everywhere. And because I find it everywhere, it is everywhere for me. And it is a glorious, wonderful, fabulous experience that only I can own, only I can experience, only I can know, and only I can be. And it's who and what I am. And that is the joyous thing about it all. I have that privilege of living my life so wonderfully, so joyously, so fantastically, that is all that matters. That's all that makes any difference in this world. That's all that makes any difference anywhere, because it's my choice. And it's what I have chosen to do, what I have chosen to be, and how I have chosen to live. And that's all that matters, because that's who I am, and I love it. How about you? Are you listening to God's harmony and knowing that that's all you do here? Are you finding redeeming qualities in everything in life and knowing that that's who you really are? Well, if that's what you're doing, you're on the right track. You can be sure of that. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And I love everything you do. Have a good day.